plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work, make them go as you shoot across the sky.
How are you doing? It is a beautiful October 2nd. Can you believe it's October, T? What the heck happened to September?
It ran away quickly and hit its little head.
Oh my gosh, I just cannot believe it. So you are listening to This Is a Spell show. And I seriously cannot believe that September is gone. It just went so fast. So
That's because we desperately wanted children at school.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, we wanted all these neighborhood little turds to go to school.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I don't remember September at all. It's just a blur. Too many activities. We keep too busy. So I've got the beautiful and amazing and titillating and effervescent and awesome Miss Teresa Savina. How you doing, my darling?
Doing fine, and I have the absolutely wondrous, gorgeous woman of all taking back her light, titillating Lisa Lee.
Ooh,
I have to come up with this whole section. Yes, you get two titillatings.
Two titillatings.
You're special today. You get two titillatings.
Wow.
And effervescence.
And effervescent?
You get an effervescent. After this weekend, you get an effervescent.
This weekend was so fun.
It was a blast! What did we do?
We were at Crypticon, and it was so fun. We had a booth for the theater there, and so I got to see all kinds of, you know, my friends from the theater. But at the same time, we saw so many people that we know, like, in our world there. It was so cool. And people dressed up. It was awesome. Did you notice the one booth that was handing out free condoms, lubes, and what did they call it? After dick mints.
Wasn't that the sex world one?
Yes.
I don't know. I saw the naughty nurse with the riding crop, and my first instinct was to go over and bend over and present myself. And I really wish I would have.
That would have been funny.
Because I went back the second time to look and see if she was there. She wasn't, because I was going to have Diane take a picture.
It was so fun.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And the man of the hour that you wanted to do the good, dirty, down, nasty, wasn't on the billing.
No, he wasn't. That was such a treat. That was so fun. So remember, guys. What?
But somebody, karma and the universe sent in his place.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Remember when a couple weeks ago I said that Adrian Paul was going to be there, you know, the Highlander, and he's been in a bunch of other movies. Well, at the last minute, he had to drop. So apparently I was not meant to have sex with him, but that was the plan. But instead, remember, guys, last week we did the review of Hansel and Gretel witch hunters, and we talked about the troll because he was so sweet and we loved him. He was there.
He was.
It was.
We were just so attentive, like a bunch of little squirrely little school girls.
We totally did.
And I think we scared him.
Oh, maybe a little
bit. I really do think we did. Especially when, you know, Miss Lisa goes up to the guy and says, oh, well, we just reviewed your movie and you're our biggest fan.
We thanked him for being our biggest fan.
Yes, we did. And I was like, oh, roll my eyes. Poor Derek is thinking we are two nut jobs. We are, but it was fun.
It was fun, and when we took pictures, you know, it was an all-ass-grabbing event. And
yes.
He signed our thing saying, you know, he loves us, because he does.
Well, yes, he signed his Edward picture. Lisa and Teresa, the girls of Cittaspell, hunt you soon. Oh! He still awful. My heart.
We totally were swooning. So here's something that you don't know, T. So I emailed him saying you should really come on your favorite show.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh, good God. You're really going to scare him. He's going to have the cats yes. out looking for us now.
No, he thinks we're fun and funny. He even said so.
He answered you back.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
And he may never answer us back. However, we left a very major lasting impression on him. So I have a feeling, you know, he'll take an hour out of his day and I think he's actually going to come on our show because we were fun and funny.
And that, or there will be a order of protection coming in the mail because we're so stalkerish.
Oh, one email is not stalking. Following my
page. No, but you were posting on his page too.
Because he was cute.
He's a hunka burner love. Oh my God, the musclies.
I was just gonna say, and that body of his. Oh my God.
He's been like a brick shit house. And yes, Josh, I would have swallowed.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I would too.
We'll just
keep that between us.
Okay, it's just shh. Yeah. Nobody else say anything.
Yeah. Hijacked the show when T wasn't on. Nobody say anything. Our listeners can't keep a secret to save their lives.
No. Especially when you're hiding it from listens to the show.
Yeah, that was problematic.
that was an issue.
So I also realized when we were at Crypticon that I was the only one there in pink. Those were not my people.
You were a delicate flower in your pink, and did you have a little white skirt on?
It was
or were
tan.
They shorts?
It was a mini skirt.
Yeah. She just looks so petite little flower, and I go in
surrounded by
like
gothy,
rough.
Nerdy people.
Yeah, and I go in looking rough as ever, and
you did not look rough as ever.
I looked rough, please. And then I noticed, you know, because I'm all about body language, I noticed that he has his hand around Lisa with his hand open. Like, I like this baby. She's cute. And on me, he's got his hand over me, but it's kind of like in a fist nonchalant kind of, oh, hi, it's picture time. And I noticed somebody else had a posted picture of posed with him. And he had the exact same hand thing going on with the casual fisty kind of look. I was like, I got him pegged.
He wants to do me, la 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 la.
Yes, he does. He wants to hunt your little cunt.
Oh, Lisa! Oh my God! We're not even 5 minutes into the show and we already jumped the shark. Oh, my God.
Well, that's because we're giddy little schoolgirls, and we've seen this man that's so good-looking, even out of his very bulky costume. Oh,
yeah.
He could come troll me any day.
Yeah, me too. And then we had an investigation on Friday, which was very interesting. And other than that, you know, I haven't really, I mean, I've been out and about running around like a crazy person. Oh, Ghostbusters! I got a funny story for you. So Ghostbusters 911, they had their final, they just finished their final movie in the series that they've been doing, and they did it at the theater on Sunday. So they had the whole Ghostbusters truck out there, or car out there and everything, and it was really cool. I made it my personal, I don't even know what you call it, but I went to every single person that was walking by the theater, and they would stop and take a picture. I felt it was my personal duty to photobomb every single one of them, and I did. So I'm in a lot of pictures right now. But
That is so you.
And funny enough, I was wearing pink again. Anyway, so yeah, Ecto-1. Ecto-1 had problems, and I don't know if you know this, T, but the people that put on the movies, they're friends of mine. And I happened to still be there when they were having car trouble. So I'm like, oh my gosh, let me help you, because, you know, I'm so mechanically inclined. Turned out that they just needed gas. So as like a, well, I don't want to say professional paranormal investigator, but as a paranormal investigator, I found it wildly joyful to have to rescue Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters. I just found it kind of funny and ironic. That's my funny story.
Yeah, you're just... You're just amazing. You're just amazeballs.
Amazeballs.
I just really want to say that. I'm just so impressed with your amazeballs.
Yeah. So other than that, I haven't been up to much other than running around like crazy, taking in meetings and meeting people and having a blast. What about you?
Just about the same. Doing the investigation and drooling.
And so, drooling.
Yes. And drooling. So... We got a few minutes left before our break, so we got to read some news real quick.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the news. Crap. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, go.
Okay, I will do.
Just read.
Okay, Battle of Believers. Witch is accused of bringing devil to Wedderburn. A town stands divided and tensions run high as matters of faith take control. Two self-proclaimed witches have been accused of bringing the devil to Wedderburn by outraged Christians. Witches Jackie Stillinga and Gay Washington are organizing the inaugural New Age Festival in Wedderburn, which will feature witchcraft, tarot card readings, and crystal education. Miss Stillinga said anyone remotely involved in the festival has been attacked and accosted by the local church sector for brainwashing the community with devil beliefs. And while the church denies making these statements, they say they have prayed to God to sort out the festival. Wedderburn Gold Seeker Christian Church, the Uniting Church, the Church of Christ, and the Anglican Church held a meeting this week to stand united against the festival. Wedderburn Catholic Church did not attend. Gold Seeker Christian Church pastor Maxine Tonkin said the churches were simply standing up for their beliefs. This is a Christian community here, and this has been a clash of beliefs. We certainly don't promote the festival. We think it's important to have a presence there. There's a lot more I could say, but I won't. We don't fear them. We just have concerns. So, yeah. Not surprising.
Same old, same old.
Yep.
Alrighty, I'll go with mine. Ready? Pagans gather in Moss Bank Park for anti-fracking ritual. You know what fracking is, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, it's horrible stuff. While many Bolton residents headed to Moss Bank Park at the weekend for a stroll, an ice cream, or maybe a game of football, one group of people were at the park for a very different reason. A group known as the Bolton Area Pagans met there for an anti-fracking pagan ritual. A total of 33 people turned out in a variety of costumes for what was part of a worldwide protest of pagan groups. I don't think it was protesting the pagan groups, it was protesting the fracking.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Hydraulic fracking, or fracturing, or fracking, is more commonly known, is the process of drilling down into the earth and using high-pressure water mixture to release shale gas. Drilling companies have suggested that trillions of cubic feet of shale gas may be recoverable from underneath parts of northern England, but many groups are concerned about the possible range of environmental side effects, as well they should. Look at America.
America's kind of screwed right now with our whole government being shut down. So, yeah.
Yeah. When isn't it shut down? Police. So I'm just going to end that story there, and away we go.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the City Spell Show with Lisa and Teresa.
In 2013, mysteries of the past will reshape our future. Paradigm Symposium 2013 in Minneapolis, Minnesota, October 17th through the 20th. Speakers will include Scott Wolter of History Channel's America Unearthed, Egyptologist Robert Bavall, Dr. Robert Schock, and many more. Tickets are available online at ParadigmSymposium.com. Mankind's greatest mysteries brought to the present with new understanding. Visit ParadigmSymposium.com.
Traveling down the road.
lovely, talented and wise, Candy Ayers, and wisdom for the ages. How you doing, Candy darling?
I'm doing wonderfully well. How are you?
I am fine. Happy birthday, darling.
I know. It was so wonderful to have a good birthday. I got a shirt that said, bite me, which is my favorite expression.
I saw that. That was awesome. And Teresa is obviously a little squirrely today because you can just tell because she just slipped into three or four different accents just introducing you.
Well, Teresa, tell me, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel fabulous, darling. It really, really does.
Do you write notes to all your different personalities so you can remember what you did?
No, we don't communicate in that fashion. It's better to be surprised, darling. It's better to have somebody come up and go, oh, you bitch, look what you did. Do you see what you did last night? And I can go, no.
And I don't want to see.
If you have multiple personalities, is it illegal to charge yourself rent? And if so, do you have to take out taxes?
I can take as much rent for myself as I want, and I don't claim those taxes, so. Just saying. Seeing as we've gotten so far off topic, what beautiful, tidy little bit of wisdom do you have for us today, darling?
Well, what I have is from Wayne Dreyer, and he says, how people treat you is their karma. How you react is yours.
So true. What do you think about that, Miss Lisa?
I missed the entire thing, Candy. It stopped, so could you repeat it?
I sure can. He says, how people treat you is their karma. Karma, how you react is yours.
Oh, boy. That is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I have been dealing with somebody else's BS for so long, and I don't react, I don't lash out, I don't try to justify or fix or make it straight because of all the lies, because I figure that's his own BS. I'm just gonna go on with my life and be happy and successful, and if the other person is that pathetic and sad that they have to bring up lies and hurt people, that's their issue. That's not my issue. So me personally, instead of reacting to it, I'm just not caring. I was told once that the opposite of love is not hate. It's apathy. And I completely, completely agree with that. I just don't care.
Well, I agree with that.
My response was apathetic. Never mind. It was funny.
I got it. I was just waiting.
And I'm a firm believer, if you're sitting there and you're waiting, praying for karma to bite somebody in the ass, and you're loving it so much that you're wishing for it, it's going to turn around and come right back at you.
I agree with that. I think that when we wish for it or we get excited about it or happy about it, we are getting bad karma for ourselves.
Yep, I agree. I think it's healthier and easier just to walk away and let the universe handle the situation, because if the people are that stupid and, like I said, pathetic, that's their own issues, not mine. How I live my life, I'm content and pleased and happy and proud, and I don't need to deal with the dark crap. It's beneath me.
It is, it is. You're a lot more enlightened than that.
And it's especially hard, I can't even talk, when, you know, you have somebody who is consistently bringing up the past and throwing it at you. You know, it's hard to maintain the, all right, that's your shit, and I'm walking this way. I'm not even going to deal or defend your stuff. Go away. But it's real hard not to do that.
It's hard not to react. You know, that's what we are trained to do, is we get pushed, we react, and that causes a vicious cycle. And what I tell people to do is be a turtle. Turtles are wonderful creatures. They carry their own little house with them, and when they get upset and people throw crap at them, they just pull their little heads and their little feet and legs in, and they're contained, and they let it wash over them, and they come out to a happy, sunshiny day.
I love
it. They do. I love turtles.
Turtle's one of my animals. See? I just know for me that there's one particular person that is consistently attacking and making up such outrageous lies, it's crazy. And it was so hard for me at first not to go on the defensive and just, like, attack back or go freaking nuclear, because some of the lies are just so completely outrageous it makes your head spin. But that's his own really sad life. I mean, how insecure must he be?
I agree. It's his life and his karma and his sadness that he is stuck in that vicious, nasty cycle, and that he has to lash out at someone like you. And that really just says how bad off he is.
It's a sure sign of desperation.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But I you know what? I wish him well.
That's all you can do.
And I hope one day he can find some sort of happiness in his life where he doesn't have to do that. That's what I really truly wish for him, is blessings and happiness and move on, baby, because I have. It's not a big deal anymore. It's irrelevant.
I agree. I would like to remind people, though, to take care of their own karma. And when people throw stuff at you, like Lisa's having things thrown at her, react in such a way that you are enlightened and you set the example and you have them rise above the low level that they are. You are better than that. You deserve better than that. And do not take it. Just say no and push it back. I mean, mentally, not actually push it back.
Right. Don't be throwing poo.
This is a disclaimer. Do not actually physically.
No.
No poo throwing.
Yeah, poo poo.
The shit will hit its fan on its own.
Yes, it will. I just think that karma is a beautiful thing, and so many people focus on the negative aspects of karma. What about the beautiful, wonderful, happy aspects of karma? You put enough wonderful things out there, and it's going to come back. And don't do it for the point of getting good karma. Do good things for the point of just doing good things.
I agree. And the positive aspects of karma is that your life is so much happier and brightened. I had to learn that I was always focusing on the negative. Oh, they get what they deserve, or I'm getting what I deserve. And then I realized I deserve better because I'm a good person.
My youngest daughter, Heather, she's so adorable. She's been like this huge karma person since she learned about it when she was born. And she would come to me when she was little and be like, Mom, I really don't like that person. Am I going to get bad karma for thinking I don't like that person? I'm like, oh, let me just pinch your cheeks, honey, because you're just so cute. I mean, she just...
Well, the fact that she was worried about it is going to give her good karma.
Right. And so that she lives her life by the karmic rule. And I'm so proud of her for that, too. I mean, just because she will go out of her way to do wonderful things and nice things. Well, all three of my girls do. But, I mean, for Heather... Oh, sorry, Heather. Karma has always just been a really big thing for her, and she's just very mindful of it. And I think everybody should be like that, just in my own opinion.
I agree.
And you cannot like somebody, but as long as you're not being malicious and doing horrible things, your karma should be pretty cool.
I agree. I totally agree.
Well, so just remember, watch your karma.
Watch your karma, baby. Candy, thank you so much again for your wisdom. This was not like last week's, where I was like, I got nothing to provide for this one. I had no idea what to say. I'm like, I'm trying to think of something profound to say, and I got nothing. So this time I have something. Woo!
Yay! It's your turn!
So, Candy, as always, thank you so much, my darling. I love you so much, and happy birthday, and thank you for being on our show again, and this is your segment, and you just rock it, so thank you.
Thank you. And it's good to be back in Minnesota.
Yay!
Before it frickin' snows.
Yes.
I'm looking up, I literally was looking up places in Hawaii to move to today, because I was like, it's going to come so fast.
And then you'll move to Hawaii, and there'll be a volcano, and that's it'll fall in the sea.
Boo.
And then you'll be swimming with the sharks.
No, we don't do that. No,
swimming with the sharks.
Stay in Minnesota.
All right, good. Because guess what next? What's up next? Our little Lisa Lee, who put me on a spot one day, is now being put on a spot. And after this break, our darling Miss Lisa Lee will be doing readings. So,
so excited.
Yes. Candy, I did one for you,
okay.
By the way.
Oh, great.
All right. All right. So we'll be right back. Show.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little. Were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you.
Carl Sagan once wrote that the questioning mind needs to be instilled with both skepticism and wonder, for the universe is a pretty big place, filled with undelved mysteries, sciences, and life that we've barely begun to comprehend. Every month, Intrepid Magazine brings you both the wondrous and the skeptical. Intrepid Magazine focuses on science, metaphysics, UFOs, politics, conspiracies, and unexplained phenomena, all offered up by Intrepid's cadre of writers and contributors, comprised of a host of seasoned authors, pundits, and recognized names in their fields. The universe is indeed a big place, and where other magazines leave off, Intrepid Mag is just beginning. Subscribe to Intrepid Magazine today at www.intrepidmag.com. That's www.intrepidmag.com.
And welcome back. Tonight, we have the awesome, awe-inspiring Miss Lisa Lee, who is going to do readings questions that you have sent in. Lisa, who's first up?
Okay, well, first of all, that was a great drum roll, by the way. That was awesome. First of all, I put this out on my Facebook, on my page, asking, you know, if you wanted a reading. And I think I got like 2 people, and I'm like, oh, okay, fine. But I had posted it in other places, and I actually got a ton. And I was like, oh, crap, I'm not going to be able to do this. I was freaking out. So I narrowed it down to 15 people, which Teresa said, holy crap, that's way too many. So if I can't get through to all of you, I'm so sorry, but I will post it on our Facebook and on our website, which is setaspell.net. Oh, I'm nervous. Okay, so all I did was I grabbed my deck. It's called Earth Magic. It's Oracle cards. And I just focused on the person and then randomly grabbed cards, and so this is what I got. Here we go. I'm going to pee right now. Holy crap. Okay. So, well, because I put you on the spot, and I never thought in a million years that I'd put myself on the spot. I regretted it. Like, you have no idea.
All right. Go, girl. Okay. You've got a lot to go through.
I know. Okay. So I typed out everybody's cards, so I'm just going to read what I typed. So, Steve. The first card was an eagle. Communication with nature is essential for you now. Take some time to do open-eyed meditation with a nearby animal or plant. Relax your body as much as possible, breathe consciously, and keep your attention to the life form you are communing with. After a few moments, you'll notice a sense of boundaries dissolving and a melding of the I and thou. You may even receive messages or impressions as you find yourself in the flow of unspoken communication. His next card was the lotus flower. You do not need to strive to be driven by spiritual ambition. It does no good to try and force growth upon yourself, or others for that matter. Allowing is the key here. Allow the place in you that naturally wants to follow the light to do so, while recognizing that even when you have a complete faith, you will face challenges and occasionally suffering. And his last card was winter solstice. Review the past and ask yourself, what's the most important lesson you have to learn here? What have you accomplished? What dreams and visions do you want to manifest in the upcoming year? Whether it's been a relatively smooth ride or challenging series of events, acknowledge your experience as being the work of Source, no matter what your judgments, fears, or joys are. Honor whatever has happened over the previous several months with gratitude and forgiveness, and then let it go. So that was the one for Steve. PST, by the way. When I started out doing these readings, I was like, what the hell is going on? These are all, like, for me. I had to, like, totally sage and smudge and crystal and take all of my energy out because they were all the cards and all the things. I was like, oh, crap, that's for me. Oh, crap, that's for me. Oh, crap, that's for me. Okay, our next one is for Sue. Sue's first card is Dawn. This is the time to say farewell to the old and honor the new by releasing any self-imposed constraints or resistance to the truth that you know. This is your chance to develop that project that you've been thinking about, embark on the adventures you have dreamed of going on, and take risks in initiating what your intuitive self has been telling you to do. As this prospect becomes increasingly visible and real, doubts and uncertainties may arise, but rest assured, just as the dawn that inevitably turns into day, by heeding your inner guidance, you will succeed. And her second card was the Shaman. This is the time for deep healing, starting with your relationship with spirit. Call upon your spirit guides and ancestors to help you with any emotional, mental, or physical healing that you need. Call upon the Creator to assist you in mending any rifts in your relationships. Choose thoughts that support wholeness and well-being, and allow any darker thoughts or shadows to appear as well, and simply observe them as they arise in your consciousness, and then dissolve. And her third card was Tree. You've been feeling scattered and spacey lately. You are not fully in your body, and that is because you've not been able to be well-grounded. It's quite literal that in your body is made of materials of the earth. So when you feel disconnected from your body, you're inevitably disconnected from earth. So get yourself grounded by somehow directly connecting with Mother Earth. So that is Sue. Our next one is Karen. And her first card was the Dragonfly. You are in an intense process of emergence into your next cycle of your life. Unlike more gradual shifts in awareness you have experienced, this one is happening quite rapidly and came on somewhat unexpectedly without any pauses for contemplation or indecision. You may even think that you're unprepared for such dramatic changes in your life, yet you are prepared and you can put to use the experience and wisdom you have accumulated up until now. And her second card is Rainbow. The storm has passed, and it's time to enjoy the refreshing beauty of this cycle. Even though it's been difficult to appreciate any sense of purposefulness in what you've endured lately, you can now, as they say, count your blessings. Do not just look at the brighter side, adhering to some academia mantra that has no heart or depth, but do so and with genuine gratitude that is what expressed up close and personal. And her third card is Tree. Same with Sue. You've been feeling scattered and spacey lately. You're not fully in your body, and that's because you've not been able to ground. This is quite literal that your body is made of the materials of the earth. So when you feel disconnected from your body, you're inevitably disconnected from earth. So get yourself grounded. And I actually know Karen, and this is very true. She's going through just this remarkable ascension, amazing change, and it's all coming very fast. So I was really kind of, I thought that her card selection was really cool. Okay, Laura. Full moon is her first card. You can now take pleasure in knowing that whatever you've been working towards has now reached its culmination. It's been a relatively brief cycle or much more extensive one, yet regardless of the length of time, you've arrived at the stage of completion. Good job, Laura. Let yourself feel the contentment and the satisfaction of this accomplishment rather than rushing to the next item on the agenda without giving proper time and space to appreciate and honor the natural cycle of release that follows a point of resolution. Her second card is Stone People. Maintain your vigilance of the clues around you and inside of you. Assess what is emanating from your body and then sort out any conditional responses from what is purely instinctual. Examine the situation with heart, intuition, and mind in harmony, for this is how vigilance serves you. Detach and take a breath and stand tall in your statue. Her third card is Wind. Now is the time for action. Engage in some activity and be fully present so that you forget about your surroundings and enter into the timelessness and multidimensional experience of union with the focus of your creation, attention. Let your physical body be active. Movements alone, whether quietly dancing by yourself or hiking up that hill over yonder, will require you to be as present as possible in your body. Enjoy, Laura! I know that she just moved to Colorado, and she actually has been doing a lot of hiking, so I think that's just really cool. Love you, Laura. Denise. Her first card is Lightning, which is power. The power available to you, the force of life itself, is neutral. It's neither inherently good nor bad. It's how you utilize that will determine whether it is ultimately harmful or life-giving and congruent with the will of the spirit that pulses through you. What is required is awareness of your intention, your values, and your willingness to act on them. As you tap into the spiritual force through prayer, meditation, and or ceremony, your choices how to use this power will ultimately be revealed to you. Stone People is your second one. Maintain your vigilance of the clues around you and inside of you and assess what is emanating from your body and then sort out any conditional responses from what is purely instinctual. I think Laura got this one too. And her third card was also the Tree. You've been feeling scattered and spacey lately. You are not fully in your body. So, Denise, remember what some of the other readings said? I will send you your personal reading so that you can read it for yourself. So, T, I've got more. What do you think so far?
I think you're doing awesome, my darling.
Okay.
We have time for one more.
One more? Okay. I was going to say, because I think I'm taking up a lot of time and I haven't even gotten through hardly any of them. Okay, Janet, I'll do this really quick and then we'll finish out. Janet. Full moon. You can now take pleasure in knowing that whatever you've been working on towards has now reached its culmination. And you've already heard this from some of the other card readings. And her next one was Lightning, the power available to you. The force of light itself is neutral, just like some of the other readings. And her last one was Waterfall. You've come to the edge of your comfort zone, and you find yourself fighting to resist moving past what is perceived Persephone of who you are. How you can be or what you can do. Spirit is asking you to step beyond the edge and allow yourself to do with ease rather than struggle. Yes, at times physical exertion is necessary, but when performed with fluidity and grace, even the task seems daunting. You'll find that the movement will move through you effortlessly. So I'm so sorry that we could not get through all of your readings on the show tonight. That, like I said, there were 15, and T was like, and I even dropped down from what had been submitted. So I'm really sorry, but we will put everybody's readings on cityspell.net and on our Facebook page. That was nerve wracking, T.
Oh. I know, wasn't it? Doesn't make you want to have a heart attack and throw up?
A little bit, yeah.
A lot. And then you sit and think, oh, my God, am I terrible? Is this wrong? Yeah,
exactly.
It's horrible.
Exactly. Ugh.
But I'm so glad you nailed yourself to do it. It makes me a very happy camper.
Well, thank you, T. Thank you for making me go out of my comfort zone.
You're welcome. You do it to me all the time.
I know. I totally do.
By making me go on radio. That's number one right there.
So there's this TV show that wants us on the show. I'm just kidding. Actually, there was, and I said no.
No.
I knew
I
wouldn't.
We are not looking for fame. No. Thank you very much.
No, we are not. We are looking to help people and empower people and change the perception of the craft out there. We are not looking for fame. And I knew that that would put you totally out of your comfort level, and so I said we will decline.
I mean, I do not want to be responsible for multiple televisions throughout the country shattering upon my appearance on it. So there you go.
We have a face for radio.
Yay. Not. You, yes, me, no.
No, a face for radio, meaning nobody actually sees us.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm just bonkers.
Well, we know that.
So, what's going on this Saturday, darling?
Saturday, we have a booth at the
Bean Factory Artist Market.
Thank you. The Bean Factory. We have a booth there, so we will be representing Cityspell, and we actually have one for the theater as well. Yay! So, we will have some zombies there, and then we will have us there, and, you know, oh, and I'll be doing readings. Scary.
Yeah.
It'll be a blast.
And it's J&S Bean Factory is located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. And it's from 10 to 5.
And it will be fun. There's a lot of really great people there. So it'll be great. And that is pretty much our show for tonight. It went so flipping fast, much like September.
Yes. Only we want to savor and suck out the flavor of October, because
this is our month,
coming.
Baby.
Samhain's coming, and I'm so excited I could puke.
And we've got special guests for the rest of the month, too. All about Samhain. Halloween is our month, baby.
That's right. That is right. So we thank you, you lovely, lovely audience. We love you all. And now comes Lisa's little wrap-up loveliness.
Oh, just a side note. All of October, we are going to be doing some amazing things on the show since this is our month. So make sure you listen in because we've got the best, funnest month scheduled for you. Like you have no idea.
Naked miming?
It is naked miming. How did you know?
Yay, I'm psychic.
You're a nerd. Okay, so remember, you can make a difference in people's lives. Go out there and do wonderful things. Make somebody smile. Do something great for the world. I don't care what it is. Just do something amazing. Make somebody smile. Remember that you are important in absolutely every single way. And remember, my darlings, to always, 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 always take back your light. Blessed be, my darlings.
We were going to see the world In this land, we placed baptismal fonts, and an infinite number were baptized. And they called us Karabi, which means men of great wisdom. Where are you going, and are you going anywhere? Where are you going, send me a letter if you go at all. Ah, the salvation of souls, but wisdom we had not. For these people had neither king nor lord, and bowed to no one, for they have lived in their own liberty. Where are you going, and are you going anywhere? Going in circles, going in circles. I saw and knew the inconstant shiftings of fortune, and now I write to you words that have not been written, words from the new world.
Tracing the circles, moving across my eyes, lying on a ship and gazing at the western skies, tracing lazy circles in the sky.
Hey, wake up. Wake up. Delight to watch them dance, free of sacrifice or romance, free of all the things that we hold dear. Is that clear, Your Excellency? And I guess it's time to go, but I gotta send you just a few more lines from the new world.
Tracing the circles, moving across my eyes, lying on a ship and gazing at the western skies, tracing lazy circles in the sky.
Down our armor, and we danced naked as they, baptized in the rain of the new world.
Cytospell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.